In this class, I would like to share with you the desire to grow, step up to grow and maintain the growth. The more we grow, the more strength we will have. If we want to finish the journey of faith, we should keep receiving strength daily. If we want to receive strength daily, we should keep growing. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19. Verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched Elisha and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." 8. For he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. We know the story of prophet Elijah. In the verse 7, the last sentence, the angel told him, "Because the journey is too great for you, so you need eat, drink, and get the strength." So in the same token, it's not necessary, because I'm an IE teacher, so I need the strength. No matter who are you, if we want to finish our journey of faith, we should get the strength daily. So we should grow daily. Just like here, the angel told Elijah, "Because the journey is too great for you." The journey of faith, yes, is great for us. In our daily life, we should face so many things, so many aspects. It's not necessary because I am a IE teacher. It's just a part of your your life. Every aspect of our life is related to our journey of faith. So we need to get the strength daily. It's not one time, two times. Every day we should get the strength from the above. So I think this is the motivation, our desire to grow. And then we talk about the steps to grow. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 13, "I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father." 14, "I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abide in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." So here, Apostle John used several terms to mention the believers. He say little children, he say fathers, he say young men. So the journey of faith is our whole life issue. So in every period of time, we should have our goal, we should have our duties to make us progress day by day. You want to progress day by day, of course, every day we should receive the strength. So it means we keep growing in our spiritual spirituality. We know many issues, there is limit we are not able to grow continually because there are many limits. For example, your height, the teenage are very exciting. Every month, I grow up 1 inch, but in 1 day it will stop. Otherwise, you will become a monster. However, the spirituality, there is no limit. I provide several points for your reference concerning the spiritual growth. Number one, we should set the issue that the only real strength is in Christ. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 62. Psalm chapter 62, verse 11. God has spoken once, twice. I have heard this, that the power belongs to God. So this is the first thing we should put in our mind. The strength we want to receive, we are talking about the spiritual strength. So just like this verse mentioned, the power, the strength belongs to God. The Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, He is the resource of the spiritual strength. So if we want to get the spiritual strength, of course, we should grow daily. So the spiritual strength is belong to God. So this is the first mentality we should have. If we depart from our faith, depart from God, there is no spiritual strength. There is no spiritual growth. So within Christ, we can have spiritual growth. We can gain our spiritual strengths. So we are talking about the spiritual strengths. So the step two, we accept the terms of Bible, obedience. In obedience, we find strengths. There are so many examples in the Bible or in our daily life. We should obey God. We should obey the teachings of God. We should obey the instruction of God. For example, Joshua defeated the city of Jericho. We know this story. When Joshua got the instruction from God, God appeared himself to Joshua. Joshua asked, "You are on my side or on my enemy's side?" God said, I am the commander of the soldier of God. So Joshua, he bowed in front of God. So God instructed him a strange way, circle the city once per day. The seventh day, circle seven times. In the last time, blow the trumpet, and all the congregations should shout. So the strong wall collapsed. They defeat the Jericho. How could they have this power, this strength? Because all the congregation, they obey God's instruction. So in the same token, if we want to have a spiritual growth, if we want to get the spiritual strength, we should know God's instruction and we should follow, obey God's instruction. So step number three. After we know God's instruction, we should decide to do things in God's way. God gives us the wonderful gift. That is our free will. God gives us wisdom. God allows us to have so many experiences. That is good. That is for our daily life. But now we are talking about the journey of faith. Now we are talking about the spiritual strength. So we should remind ourselves. We should decide to do things in God's way. It's not according to my experiences. It's not according to my analysis. We should do according to God's way. For example, let's turn to Acts chapter 22. Acts chapter 22. When Apostle Paul met Lord Jesus Christ, he knew Lord Jesus in trust him to do Jesus' work. That is a very clear instruction. You persecuted my people. You persecuted me. However, I love you. I chose you. Not only do I choose you, I also will use you. Acts chapter 22, verse 17. Verse 17, now it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I was in a trance. 18, and saw him saying to me, make haste and get out of the Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. Now, Paul, he was in the Jerusalem, and he is willingly to do the work for the Lord Jesus Christ. However, Lord Jesus Christ said, make haste and get out of Jerusalem. 19, Paul said, so I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe in you. 20. And when the blood of your martyr, Stephen, was shed, I also was standing by consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. 21. Then he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to Gentiles. In Paul's own his own thinking, I am the best testimony for Lord Jesus in Jerusalem. I am the best witness to the Jews. This is according to his thinking, according to his knowledge. I'm a person persecuted the Christian. Now I've become a Christian. So if I make the testimony, that will be powerful for the Jews. However, Jesus said no. So Paul, he should depart from the Jerusalem. Sometimes we know the direction, and how do we do it? We should still humble ourselves. We would like to do according to God's way. It's not my own thinking. It's not our own way. Because only his way will work out. Will have the result we should have. Let's turn to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. Chapter 5, verse 4. When Jesus has stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch." Verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, as your word, I will let down the net." We know this story. Yes, Simon Peter and his friend, his co-workers, they spent whole night. They worked so hard, but they got nothing. And now Jesus say, "Let down the net again." Simon say, "We have done whole night here, according to your words, I will let down the net." We know that net, they got a full net of fish. That is the result. Yes, we want to have a spiritual growth. By the spiritual growth, yes, we will receive the spiritual strength, but humble ourselves. Try to find, ask God to show us not only your direction, but also the detail, your way. What do you want me to fulfill, to receive your blessing, your wonderful, the wonderful results? Step number four. We should try doing devotion rather than having devotion. Yes, our outward appearance, yes, that is very important. Yes, we should set example for our students, for the brothers and sisters. So I mean, not just have the outward devotions. Yes, that is very important. At least we should have outwardly devotion to let the students or our brother and sister, they can see our devotion. But in reality, we should do the devotion. So I mean, we should put the Bible into practice in our life. Since we are RE teachers, I believe we have more Bible knowledge than our students. Even we have more Bible knowledge than our brothers and sisters, because we should spend more time to learn the words of God, to learn the Bible knowledge. It's not necessary. We have Bible knowledge. It means I practice the teachings of God. That is including pastor. It's not necessary I can give the edify sermon. It means I practice what I teach. So I also remind myself, not only do I have the outwardly devotion, I should do the devotion. Let's turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 25. Verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So the last sentence says, this one will be blessed in what he does. So how could we have spiritual growth? How could we receive the spiritual strength? Yes. The first step, we should have more Bible knowledge. But we should have a further step. We should practice the Bible knowledge, the Bible teachings in our daily life, so we can have true spiritual growth. We can receive the real spiritual strength. Otherwise, we only can give our students the good lesson, and we use our lesson to edify them. They might, if they do accordingly, we can see our students, their spirituality might better than us. Why? Because they put in practice. Yes, sometimes I'm ashamed to compare to our brothers and sisters. Their spirituality better than me. Even I can deliver the better sermon than him or her. But it's not necessary. I do what I have said. This is not only my weakness. I believe this is also IE teacher's weakness. It's not necessary I say and I can receive the blessing. Just according to this verse, this one will be blessed in what he does. We will receive the blessing according to what we have done. So we try doing devotions. That is means. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. 24. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So we should do our devotion continue throughout the whole day. Just like verse 23 say, we do as to the law and not to men. Sometimes we make some kinds of the check mark for the kids. Yes, they do the check mark to show I have done this. They do it for parents. They do it for IE teachers. But for us, yes, that is still a good way to push us to do something. But we should progress in this level. I'm not doing for someone. I'm doing for myself. I'm doing for God. Because I know I should finish my journey of faith. If I want to finish my journey of faith, I should do this, that. It's not necessary because I want to make a check mark to show I have done this. Step number five. We seek counsel in weak areas. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts. But pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart. I believe in our age, in our ages, we should know our shortcomings, our weaknesses. So day by day, we face our weaknesses, our shortcomings. Day by day, we want to fight, we want to defeat our shortcomings, our weaknesses. Yes, we should make the determination. On the other hand, we should receive some helping for others. So here, Paul suggests, he say, we should go to the person who call on the Lord out of pure heart. Yes, there should be some brothers and sisters around us. They can help us. So this is one of the important steps to make us grow. Not only do we help ourselves, yes, that is the foundation, but also we should connect ourselves to the surrounding resource. This is the reason God allowed brothers and sisters surround us, because we edify each other, we help each other. Number six, we find a good example and the pattern after him or her. It's not necessary we compete each other, but we should admire the person better than us. It's not necessary. We don't have any good point. We should have some good point better than others. But we want ourselves progress day by day. So we should have some good example in our daily life. Yes, there are so many good examples surround us. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Verse 9, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. In verse 8, there is a term, I think we mentioned it many times, meditate. We should meditate the words of God. We should meditate the good point of our brothers and sisters. This is a good practice. Our eyes easy to find out the fault from our brothers and sisters. Our eyes easy to find shortcoming of our brothers and sisters. This is human's intention. But this is not a good human intention. We should adjust it. Try our best to find good point from our brothers and sisters and meditate. Even we ask them to help us, Even we humble ourselves to ask them, how do you make it? I admire this point in your life. I have observed, meditate, but I cannot make it. Please teach me, how could you make it? Everyone should have some good point for our example. If we try our best in this way, everyone will be our teachers. Everyone will be our beloved brothers and sisters. But if we only allow our human intention, just find fault from our brothers and sisters, and I don't think you will have happy when you come to church. This kind of shortcoming. This one not good. How could you feel great, happy in the church? But we just change a little. Everyone have a good point. Everyone is my teachers. Everyone could help me to grow in spirit. The next one, how do we maintain the growth? I have mentioned spiritual growth has no limit. So we should maintain the growth. So my suggest is we develop specific projects to work on. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 119. Psalm 119, verse 147. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. 148. My eyes are awake through the nine watches, that I may meditate your words. Everyone's schedule might not the same. It's not necessary. Everyone can wake up early in the morning, or everyone can stay late in the night. But according to our schedule, we should make a plan. I should separate a time every day along with our Heavenly Father. We should develop a specific project to work on our spiritual growth. So in reality, we should face some challenges, and we should find our way to overcome these challenges. Number one, we should face our too busy. No matter what status you are, married couple, single, marriage have kids, little kids, teenage kids, so on and so forth. Everyone, we should face our too busy. Yes, there are so many things make us busy. However, we should find our own way to overcome our busy schedule. We often say, our Lord Jesus, he died on the cross for us. He sacrificed the totality for us. But what do we do? We only do find a certain time a day, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, for our Lord Jesus. In reality, yes, we could not so-called offer our totality, but at least we should overcome our busy schedule and find a part of time to God, and actually we get the benefit. We will see our spiritual growth. We will see, we receive the spiritual strength. Number two, we should face our depression. Because most of us have busy schedule. Because most of us, we are facing so many issues. So sometimes we kind of depression. This is what we should face. When we are in this situation, we don't want to do any positive things. We just think negative. We don't have a strength to do the right thing. We don't have the motivation to do the right thing. So if we don't have the motivation, how could we have spiritual growth? How could we get the spiritual strength? So this is what we should face. Number three, we should face our discouragement. Most of us, we not only do the RE work, we also participate many church work in our busy schedule, in our daily life. So sometimes we feel discouragement. And also the number four, we should face our weak. All of this related together. It's real in our journey of faith. So I also provide some verse for our reference. Our spiritual strength is from God. So no matter what, we should go back to our basic. Go back to God. Finally, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Don't give up. No matter what happened to you, no matter how busy your schedule is, no matter how do you feel discouragement or depression, there is still a way to go. Go to our lovely Heavenly Father. This is the only way. So don't give up. The conclusion is it is up to you. It is up to you. Lord Jesus has prepared his love, his strength, his wisdom. It's there. But the other part, do we want to draw near to him? Do we want to use our a little strength to come to him? If we come to him, yes, he will revive us. Yes, he will make us have spiritual growth. He will give us the spiritual strength day by day. Let's pray in silence. Amen.